Hi, men. I'm Jonathan Daugherty, author of Grace-Based Recovery, and I'd love for you to join us in one of our upcoming online study groups. These 10-week groups take you through all the key principles of recovery from the Grace-Based Recovery book in a small group setting with other men on the same journey. The format is simple and secure. We keep the groups to 9 men max and meet online in a private video room. Your story is safe with us. The groups are led by men who've traveled this road themselves and know firsthand how grace is the true engine of recovery and life transformation. I encourage you to take your next best step to freedom, joy, and peace. Register now for the Grace-Based Recovery online study group. We can't wait to connect with you. To register, go to bebroken.org/GBR. That's bebroken.org/GBR. Or call 210-822-8201.
So freely, is I'm playing with that in my head, because the truth is everybody can do some of these. Yeah. Nobody can do all of them fully. But my heart wants that. Because like I was thinking, I want to be loved well every day. I mean, just every day. I want to be loved well by everybody I see. I would like to be loved well every day by everybody. But so-and-so is sick, and this person in trouble at work, and they got a body issue, and they're hurting. And wait a minute, people. I wanted to be fully loved today. And yeah. It sounds stupid, but it's the desire of my heart. It's the theme of oneness that God put in his creation, yeah, that we could be one. And how do we get to the oneness? By being known and by being forgiven and being loved.
Good day, friends. Jonathan Daugherty here with another episode of the PSR Podcast, which is a listener-supported outreach of Be Broken Ministries. In today's episode, I sit down with Stephen Cervantes to explore the deepest desires of the human heart, to be fully known, loved, forgiven, enjoyed, and celebrated. We discuss how these beautiful, God-given desires can become problematic when we turn them into demands on other people. While humans can love and forgive abundantly, only God can do so fully. We also reflect on how concepts like the 5 love languages can unintentionally create unrealistic expectations in relationships. Ultimately, we're reminded that true fulfillment comes from delighting in God, who meets our heart's desires perfectly. For daily insights from Stephen, visit drmarriage.org. For additional resources, you can visit our website at bebroken.org or check out some of the links that we're going to put in today's show notes. And of course, friends, would you please rate and review the podcast after listening? You can do that on Spotify or Apple. This really does help others to find this content. Now let's dive into today's important conversation on our deepest desires. Okay, we are back, and I've got Stephen Cervantes here. So, Stephen, how are you today?
I am blessed and glad to be alive, and I'm in the fight, bro, in the fight with you.
Amen. So I'm excited to jump into what is hopefully going to be a very robust conversation. I have to tell you, right before we turned on, turned the mics on and everything, Stephen said, so this, we might have to work through this one, and I may push back on some things that you've said, and you're willing to push back on me. So I hope this doesn't turn into like a brawl, but this is how growth happens, right?
That's exactly right. So we're taking concepts and we're trying to understand them and refine them and grasp them. And do I get it right all the time? No, but you get it wrong, and then you get a chance to have a do-over and you get it right. And, you're learning and I'm learning. And so this is good.
Well, just to let you know, so I was having a conversation with somebody the other day that's in this space of ministry. And, we've been in this space for over 20 years. And I was telling them about how even just kind of the language and the vernacular around things, we used to say things like sex addiction. And now it's like problematic sexual behavior. So even the language, so things
unwanted sexual behavior.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things that we just keep growing and trying to get better at how we communicate and understand.
Amen. So I've heard some things at the Gateway that got me to thinking, and I actually heard it before the Gateway by a speaker we had come in at our church. And I want to build on it, I think, rather than argue about it. I think it's a good base concept that I want to keep building on. And it's the whole idea, what are the desires of your heart or my heart? What are the desires? What do we want in the deepest place of our being?
Yeah.
Okay? And so people say a couple of things, like, I want to be fully known. Or you want to be fully known and you want to be fully loved. And it's like, wow, that's so true. But then as I build on that, I also want to be fully forgiven.
Mm.
And I want to be fully enjoyed.
Yeah.
I want you just to enjoy the heck out of me and I enjoy the heck out of you. And I want to be fully celebrated as a human being, as a child of God, as a person on the planet that God created. I want to be celebrated. And we talked about, hey, how's it going? What's going on? I see you. I affirm you. You bring joy into my life. There's a celebration. And I want to be loved so completely that someone would lay down their life for me. Because that's what Jesus did, right? So he has to be the gold standard. So I'm throwing this whole list and I'm expanding on some things that we've thrown around and I want to dig into them. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking?
Yeah, no, I think that's, I totally agree with all of these. I think what we try to do is we try to simplify down to the core essence of something. So like when we say that, you know, our core desire is to be fully known and fully loved, I don't think we're saying, and there is nothing else that could ever be added onto that or nothing else that could ever be expanded on. Even the idea of understanding what that means,
Yeah. You
have to go further than that. Like, well, what does it mean to be fully known?
It's exactly right.
Like, there's supplemental information that you have to keep giving on that because Some people might say, well, does that just mean somebody knows your favorite color and like what's your favorite food?
No, that's exactly right.
I'm
glad you're saying that, because we live in two places. We live on the earth with people and we are part of a spiritual kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And so fully known and fully loved and fully forgiven and fully celebrated in the spiritual realm means one thing. And then on earth, it might be seen and acted upon different than in the spiritual realm.
Yeah, and I think in fact, even to push that even further, and we've got to find the points of connection and integration in those, because
that's
I do not believe that the spiritual realm is isolated and disconnected from the earthly realm. Like heaven and earth are, Christ is the one that has brought heaven and earth together.
Yes.
So like right now in you, you being fully known and loved and you fully knowing and loving other people is not disconnected from your relationship with Christ.
No, but I would say a celebration of you and your life on earth will be different than a celebration where Abba and the Holy Spirit and Jesus and the angels are present. And so the celebration will be different in the spiritual realm because it is a different place than the physical realm, right? But it's true on both sides.
Yeah.
Right, the whole idea of forgiveness applies on both levels, right? Being loved and being chosen and all that. There's this thought that we see through a veil the spiritual stuff. We can't see it so clearly, but we know it's there. Something in our being just knows it's there. So we're talking about our heart's desires, and I'm playing with this whole idea of some people, I think, might make a mistake because if you first redefine your deepest desires as needs, then you turn them into something that you must act upon. Get your needs met, right? Then you believe your mission is to find a title or an activity or a place. Or that just that one person, because it's a need, so now I have to find a person to fully know me, fully love me, fully forgive me, fully enjoy me, fully celebrate me, or a title that will do it. What do you think?
Yeah, and this is where I think there is also a distinction that we need to make between the spiritual and the earthly.
Okay.
Right? Is because if I believe that to be fully known, loved, forgiven, enjoyed, celebrated, all of that, if I turn that only into a need, and I'm not saying that it's not connected to a need in some way, right? But if I turn it only into a need that now I'm going on a mission to find where to meet that need, I'm going to have my focus all wrong, right? Because I'm going to be looking for, Stephen, can you meet my need of being fully celebrated? And I'm going to put pressure on you. You need to celebrate me.
Right.
Or spouse, are you the one that can, I need your forgiveness. You got to be the one that ultimately I find forgiveness.
And fully forgive me of every wrongdoing I've ever done.
We're going to put the wrong expectations and pressure on other people.
Yes.
To then actually make that happen. And then I think, so this is where it does get complex though, Stephen, because are you not to be any part of me feeling celebrated, or are you to be not?
No.
You know what I mean? So it gets a little more complex. But if I put on you the expectation that you are the source,
right,
of all the celebration that I need,
right,
then I've put the wrong expectation and pressure on you.
But, and it's such a high standard.
Fully
to put on exactly. That's the word that messes with me, right?
Yeah.
How can another human being fully know me? I mean, really,
they can't.
No. You know my childhood. You know my father, my mother. You know my growing. You know my best friend. How can you fully know me?
Or even just in a given day, can somebody fully know every thought that you have had?
No way. Somebody said like 70,000 thoughts a day or something. Come on, you know. So life happens. And if you make the mistake that the desires of your heart are needs that others must fill, you're going to be disappointed, right? The need won't be met because things change, people are busy, circumstances, activity, life. And if you call them needs, people and time and situations and urgency and babies and crying and sickness, those needs are going to go unmet.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you call the desires of your hearts a need, I have to have this, then you're going to become angry. Yeah. And when somebody gets more attention, more love, you become jealous and envious.
This is and I think the thread, hopefully, and I think, Stephen, you're doing a great job of the emphasis on this. Hopefully where your mind is going, listeners and viewers, is you're realizing if I do go down this trail of turning these desires into needs, and then I have the expectation that the needs must be fully met by another people or other people, you'll start to realize that in a subtle and maybe not so subtle way, the emphasis just stays on me. I am becoming more self-focused than maybe I was made to be.
Mm.
Like, it's about my needs. And listen, if you don't meet the need, it's still all about me. You didn't meet my need. And so I'm angry. I'm upset. I'm disappointed. And so it can kind of foster an unhealthy self-focus of like, it's all about me. And I'm supposed to be fully known and fully loved.
Right, yes. But that, I really believe we have heart desires.
Oh, I do too.
And I believe God put that in, he made it in the spiritual realm, and we enjoy it in the physical realm too.
Absolutely. Right? But I think to the point you're taking, and maybe I don't want to get too far ahead here, is that if we go full circle here, I'm agreeing with you.
It's not the people.
Well, I was going to say, if we go full circle here and we start to realize, okay, I'm getting angry and I'm disappointed and people aren't able to meet these needs, hopefully we can start to come full circle and go, maybe there is one who can fully know me and fully love me.
That's it. So that, I mean, if we have good thinking, we're going to live better than if we misconstrue a few things and get them kind of close, but they don't work.
Yeah.
Because if you live with anger and jealousy and envy, And that grows into greed and fear and feeling like you're missing out. And the end result is restless discontent in your soul, because you want to be fully loved and fully known and fully forgiven and fully enjoyed and fully celebrated. That's what your heart desires. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know, if you turn into a need and you put it on a person, it breaks down.
Yeah, and that's exactly, I think the idea of, this is why I think there was an unintended consequence that resulted out of Gary Chapman's Five Love Languages.
Okay.
Do you remember that book?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I believe that his heart in writing that was to say, can you understand yourself? Do you have an understanding of kind of how you are maybe wired to best receive love? Like, are you a physical touch person?
Yeah.
Are you a acts of service? Are you words of... So there were these five love languages. And I think the intent was great on that. I think the unintended consequence that came out of that is then it turned out that there were a lot of couples and a lot of people in relationships that were then now making demands on their partner to be like, you must love me this way, because this is the only way.
This is my love language.
This is my love language.
So love me.
And so now you must do that. And it was like, it started to create this expectation, this forcefulness of, okay, I found
and
my
like
love language.
And like a disappointment, because if you don't do it.
Exactly.
I told you, and you don't do it.
So I think that's a little bit of a parallel of what we're talking about here.
Yes, I think that's great.
Is it good and right to have the desire to be known and loved and celebrated and forgiven? Absolutely. Those are good things, right?
They're the desires of our heart. God put them in there.
And is there a human being that's out there that say, I don't want to be celebrated. I don't want to be loved. I don't want to be... But what you're saying is when we turn them into a need... That then becomes almost like a forceful expectation that if you're my friend or if you're my spouse or if you're my pastor, then you have to do this for me in the fully sense. Like you're the one that has to fully,
I love
fully
that.
Love me.
Fully, because that's where I get tripped up, because we can be loved.
Yeah.
But that word fully is almost a God word.
Yeah, it is.
It's not a human word. And to say, well, I'm going to go be fully known and fully loved. Oh, well, I'm going to go home. And I'm going to tell my wife, look, I learned it, fully known and fully loved.
Yeah.
And then I go, freaking no, I'm not going to tell you some of the dark secrets of my past. You don't know them and you can die not knowing them.
Oh.
And that'd be just fine if you don't. Right now, where am I going here?
Okay, so here's the thing. I think I've got the word.
Okay.
I've got the difference between the God word and the human word.
Okay.
And we can...
Let's hear it.
By the way, we're workshopping.
Yeah,
here. Okay,
there you go.
So the God word is fully known, fully loved, fully celebrated,
amen.
Fully
forgiven.
The man word is freely. I can be freely known. I can be freely loved. I can be freely... Like, in other words, you're free to love me. You're free to know me. I'm not expecting you...
Right, but what I'm thinking is, let me go to where I'm going next. That's
okay.
Close, because you might... 75% know me, and you might 98% love me, and you might 72% forgive me, and you might 53% enjoy me, and you might 27% celebrate me. So, because look, that you're a human being, you're not a God, and if I take my God need and put it on a human being, I'm going to be angry, disappointed, let down, frustrated, jealous because somebody else got more. So freely is, I'm playing with that in my head, because the truth is everybody can do some of these.
Yeah.
Nobody can do all of them fully.
No.
But my heart wants that.
Because
like I was thinking, I want to be loved well every day. I mean, just every day, I want to be loved well by everybody I see. I would like to be loved well every day by everybody. But so-and-so is sick, and this person in trouble at work, and they got a body issue, and they're hurting. And wait a minute, people, I wanted to be fully loved today. And right? And it sounds stupid, but it's the desire of my heart. It's the theme of oneness that God put in his creation, that we could be one. And how do we get to the oneness? by being known and by being forgiven and being loved, right? And I know you, you'll wrap grace on this somehow, right? But that's the whole point, is it really is in my heart to be really enjoyed, to really be celebrated, to be seen as good, you know? Mm-hmm. What are you thinking?
Well, I the psalm comes into my mind. I think it's in Psalm 37 that says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." So there is a sense in which even God wants those desires fulfilled in us. I believe God's the one who created us with those desires.
Yes.
But I can't, again, I think we're trying to travel through this full circle here to show that people are never going to be the ultimate source for these desires to be ultimately met. So it's like, I love the fact that you put percentages on it, because even for someone to love me well, they probably got to know me more than 2%. In other words, I need to be at least above 50% in somebody before they can actually love me well. In other words, they need to know more than half of me.
That's true.
Because if I've got acquaintances that only know me 10%, it's like I can't have an expectation that they can love me really well. They can probably do kind things for me. They can give me good gifts. But I can't expect them, if they give me a gift and I go, that doesn't even get close to where like my love language is, like, so what? They only know 17% of me, so I get a 17% gift from them, you know, and that's
true.
Okay. And there needs to be a willingness to like be okay with being loved 17% from somebody who only knows me 17%.
That's good. So we were going over plan A, to take your desires and make them needs, and then put them on someone else, and then be disappointed. That's how plan A goes. But plan B is take your desires and recognize that your heart's desires were never meant to be fulfilled by things or activities or people or titles, right? They're meant to be met by Abba, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. that you can take all your desires there and they can handle all of you and know all of you and love all of you and even celebrate your name by putting your name in the big book in heaven, right? You can be known and loved. So your mind will whisper, you know, this person should love me better, and I did this achievement, so I should be really loved well, or this relationship should go so much better that it should satisfy this need. Mm-hmm. But a thing, a title, a person will never fully know you, will never fully love you, never fully forgive you. That's a God job.
Mm-hmm.
So my heart was designed to be satisfied only with Abba, Jesus, and the Holy Comforter, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, and I think these are good things to bring to mind, right? Because this is part of the Bible calls it being trained in godliness, being, you know, godly thinking, godly ways. And part of that is saying, okay, I have these desires in my heart. They're real. I'm not denying the fact that I want to be loved, and I want to be fully loved. I want to be fully well, it's funny because not always do I want to be fully known, but I need to be, you know, and I need to recognize it.
And I want to be fully forgiven, forgiven. I want to do that. Yeah.
But the idea is being able to, I love the fact that at the very beginning of this conversation, we recognize there is a distinction between kind of the spiritual connection that I have with God and the earthly connection that I have with people.
Yes.
But there's never to be a disconnection. There's a distinction there. But it's like, I need to recognize that when I'm engaging with you, you have limitations.
It's true.
So I have a desire to be known and loved. And it's not just a desire that I be known and loved with God. It's like, He gave us relationships. He gave us people. But I need to recognize that you're a limited human, the same way that I'm a limited human.
Oh, man, that's good.
So
that's
can, maybe that's the word we need to say, is I'm limited, and, you know, I'm partially known by you. I can be partially loved by you.
It doesn't work as good. It doesn't flow as well, but we're going to get there. I really believe we're going to get there.
But here's the thing. I still like the word freely.
Yeah, I'm playing with it.
Because I want there to be a freedom that we have, that we say, listen, Stephen, I know that you can't fully love me, but I know that you can freely love me. And you know what? That feels pretty good.
But how about abundantly love me?
Well, the reason I like freely is because it brings in grace. It brings in choice.
Yes.
Like, I'm not going to force you.
No.
To know me or love me. But
to
can you freely be my friend? Can you freely, like, love me? Can you freely forgive me? And it's like, to the degree that you're able as a human,
yeah,
I can accept that.
Okay, folks, we want to hear some words that I know some of you have some great words because I'm saying abundantly. I want you to abundantly love me and abundantly forgive me. And I want a lot of it. I know you're not the God, so you can't deliver all of it. But I want you to abundantly forgive me, abundantly celebrate me, abundantly enjoy me, abundantly love with lots and lots and lots.
And
fully is God's word.
And I think I do think this is important for us to bring to mind when we're engaging each other. So when you're engaging your spouse, who hopefully knows you more than anyone else,
right.
You know, there's a different kind of intimacy and connection. So I think there can be a greater expectation of what we can receive from our spouse.
Abundant love.
But not fully.
No, that's right.
Because like, we can't be fully forgiven by our spouse. We can't be fully loved. We can't be full, because
They're
not God.
No.
So the reason that I think it's important to bring it into the conversation or bring it into our minds is just to recognize the limitations and say,
yes,
God, well, I know that this spouse of mine cannot fully forgive, cannot fully love. I know that you have, but I also know that you can even work through this spouse. Like, I can experience your love in a way through her that I can't from my friend, or I can't from Stephen, or I can't from, but you're using all of these people in a way to help me understand your love, understand your forgiveness in a different way.
Yes.
I'll put it this way. I came to understand God's forgiveness in my life in entirely new and profound ways when my wife and I walked through her forgiving me for the ways in which I had betrayed her in our relationship.
Wow.
Does that make sense? So it's
like,
I could understand God's love and forgiveness in a more tangible, different way because we walked through that. Than if I was just sitting in a room and trying to sort of like have a spiritual moment with God. So does that make sense? Like God will use our earthly relationships to give us insights to profound spiritual truth because of what we travel through in those relationships.
That's good. So let me summarize my word, and then you can wrap however you want, but the way we started was, where's the right? I got to get the right sheet here in front of me. Our heart is made to be fully loved by God and fully known and fully forgiven, and fully enjoyed and fully celebrated. That's how our heart is made, and that's why it never gets met on earth. But I would go on to say, then I'm using my word. We want to hear your word, so please send them in, and. So since I want to be fully known and loved by God, and I'm made in His image, and I'm called to reflect Christ, then I can take this body and I can abundantly love you. And I can call you to abundantly love me. But I know you're hindered and handicapped and wounded, and you know. But the goal is still the goal, for us to participate in abundant love. So you heard fully loved by God, but abundantly loved by each other. I have to flow out abundant love towards you, and my heart is desiring abundant love.
And I like that because that is still related to an individual's capacity.
Yes. Yes.
Fully is an absolute.
Yes.
Like, fully is 100%. Abundant is like, I got 37%.
But I'm going to give you bit of my 37.
The fullness of the abundance that I can give to you is a 37% abundance. You know, it's like,
beautiful. Yeah. That's it.
And so I think that does help to differentiate who am I looking to for what. I can look to God for fully. because he's 100%.
I just rest in that thought. That's so beautiful. I can just, he's fully going to meet my heart's desires.
And you can look to me for 37%.
Yeah, that's right. And next week it might be 38, right? Yeah, because we're calling
we're on a growth mission.
Higher, exactly.
And so the good news is our abundance can increase because we're seeking to be on a growth mission. God is the 100%. Humanity is less than that. Humanity will always be less than that.
Yes.
But here's the thing I hope we will recognize, that if we go on this growth mission that says we're about love and knowledge and forgiveness and celebration and enjoyment, that we can keep growing in that.
Yes, yes.
That in all of my relationships, the hope is that the abundance that we can share towards one another can keep increasing because we're relying on the 100%, the 100% God.
And we're modeling after, right? Yeah. We're modeling too, relying. We have it from Him.
And hopefully in our abundant love and joy and knowledge that we have of one another, we're pointing each other to the 100% God.
Amen.
Like, that's beautiful. Hey, Stephen, you can't be 100% for me. I can't be 100% for you, but we can.
Amen.
We can enjoy.
And then my heart can rest.
Yeah.
And I get my desires rested and met, and I'm able to rest that heart desire in Him. Right? Yeah. Because people tend to let down and fall short. And so my prayer is, Father, may all my desires be filled in you and by you today. Mm-hmm. Let contentment grow strong within me. Help me rest in this truth that I'm your beloved son.
Yeah.
Through Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And I didn't even realize that I had said this verse earlier already because it just popped into my head. I didn't know this was actually the verse that you had written down, but Psalm 37:4. We'll restate it again. It says, delight yourself in the Lord. So delight yourself in the 100% God.
Amen.
Who absolutely knows how to meet all of your needs.
Amen.
And He will give you the desires of your heart.
Love it.
And what I love about that is He will give you the desires of your heart in the manner in which He wants to give them to you. Mm. You know, sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes God will just directly by His Spirit just give me a moment where it's like, I know I'm fully loved. I know I'm fully known. I know I'm fully. And you know what? He'll also give me the desires of my heart through the relationships that I have. He'll say, I'll give you 52% from Steve. I'll give you 78% from your wife. I'll give you, you know, it's like, I'm going to show you that I can give you the desires of your heart directly. And I can also give them to you through the relationships that you have of being known and loved.
Think about that. He's blessing you now, as Jonathan is reminding us, people are loving you well and flowing that love into you. And let it just nurture your heart today.
Absolutely. Well, we want to help you take your next best step to wholeness in Christ and understanding what it means to delight yourself in Him and have the desires of your heart met. So please reach out to us. And we look forward to seeing you back here again next time on the Pure Sex Radio program. Take care.
Amen.